could you comment anything about Green Monster Games as far as like?
Yeah, I was sitting here, and actually during the e-signing, not the one we just did today on the 15th of September, but the one we did back in August with what was that for? Dragons, Worlds of Fire, and
Starless Night.
Starless Night, I think it was. Yeah, you know, we were doing the e-signing. You guys were up here. The phone rang. You were here, and I hear, hey, can I speak to Bob Salvatore? I'm like, speaking. He says, Molly, I'm a huge fan. I've read all your books twice, and it's really an honor to speak to you. This is Curt Schilling. Well, I'm a Red Sox fan, so how cool is that? But there was more to the call than just Curt calling me because he wanted to talk to me about books. He's starting a game company, and, you know, games are, I think, the future of the novel is computer game. Not just of fantasy, but of the novel, I think, is blending. Because the entire way we're communicating is changing, and computer games have become the new mode of communication. So as you had, you know, bards going from campfire to campfire singing the ancient legends, so computer games will become the modern storytelling venue. And I want to be a part of that. I've wanted to be a part of that for a long time. I worked with Atari on Demon's Stone. And that's really where I learned the limitations of a computer game to tell a story, because it's a very linear, you know, that one I think is like 10 hours or whatever of playtime if you play like me. but, you know, it's very linear, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, resolution. But a mass morgue, for example, like EverQuest or World of Warcraft, it offers an entirely new type of storytelling, and one in which the author's job is not so much to tell a story to the players, but to give the players a consistent background and basis so they can write their own stories. You know, no one's going to tell you about your character. If you make a character in the Mass Morgue, you make a gnome, Fizzlewig, and you're a first level gnome wizard in World of Warcraft, and you bring this magic user up through the ranks, all right? You write your story as you go. You write your story in the various zones you go through, the named monsters you kill. You know, he went to Nomurgon and he destroyed X, Y, and Z monsters. He went to Dun Moreau. He went to the lake and he found the lost tools. He killed the named giant. He killed this. He killed that. You write your own book for your character. And it wouldn't be nearly as much fun if I was kind of shoehorning people. You know, we'd have six people playing Mass Morgue, they'd all be related to me. That's not my job. My job is to help create a world and lore in the world that allows people a cool way to write their stories for their characters. Because the gamers control the game, the writers don't.
Right.
So I've always been intrigued in this, and Kurt's starting a game company. He asked me to come in and be creative director on his first project. And I like the way he's doing it. I mean, we've actually got a good laugh at some of the suppositions that we've seen. We saw a post on one of the bigger sites that said, Schilling, McFarlane, and Salvatore, what do these guys know about programming? Oh, I can't program my cell phone. And I don't pretend I can. The point is, Can the trio, and particularly Kurt, attract the top game designers in the business? Can we get proven entities to come in and do what they do and make a wonderful game? Because the bottom line is, it doesn't matter if I'm involved or Todd's involved or Kurt's involved. What really matters is, in the end, do we give a product to people that they want to play? Do we have a game out there that's fun?
Right.
All three of us are gamers. I'm, you know, Kurt's hardcore. I'm a casual gamer, but I play a lot. Have for years. I started playing right after the beta for EverQuest. So that's 99, 98, right. Something like that.
Yeah,
way
so
back,
yeah.
A long time ago.
Even Ultima. Were you in Ultima too?
I played Ultima. My friends were really into Ultima. Before I got online and started playing. when I came in, it was EverQuest. Mm-hmm. And I've done WoW. I've done Dark Age of Camelot. I'm going to be the talk. I'm going to give a talk out at the Mythic Roundtable at the end of the month in Las Vegas for Dark Age of Camelot. I love gamers. I love the genre. I love the interaction. I love the potential. And I want to be one of the authors on the front. We're on a big wave coming right now and changing the way people deal with each other. And I want to make sure I'm on the front of that. That's my job. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a writer. I'm a communicator. And it's a wonderful opportunity. I can't wait.
Absolutely.